They say it takes money to make money. But what if you do, if you ain't got no money? How do you get ahead? How do you make it happen? How do you accomplish your dreams and your goals without the cash? Let's talk about it. That's my story. Hey, y'all, what's happening? Robert Kennedy III here, RK3. That's me, the place to be. I'm pulling out all my rap skills today. Anyway, let's keep moving forward with this thing. So glad you're able to join me for another episode of the What's My Story podcast, the show where we explore pivotal moments in people's lives that help them to really push towards their purpose, really help them to find their path and navigate their way towards success. If you want to learn more about our guests, if you want to hear more about what's happening in the What's My Story world, make sure that you get on our list. Boom, head on over here. Text me. Text the brother. I like text. Make sure that you holler at me. 410-936-4049. Text me 410-936-4049. If you are interested in up-leveling your storytelling skills, you want to learn more about how to improve your visibility, increase your influence, and make a greater impact on the world, join me in the Storytellers Growth Lab. Either search Storytellers Growth Lab on Facebook or head on over to storytellersgrowthlab.com. We try to make it easy. Support the show. rk3tv.live/BMAC. Hey, y'all, I know we're doing this thing live and it's on video. You're probably not able to watch this in your car because we want you to be safe, right? You're being safe, right? Make sure that you look out for the audio version of the podcast on Thursdays. We release the versions that we recorded on Monday. We release those on Thursday, and you can go to whatsmystorypodcast.live. whatsmystorypodcast.live. Or you can do like the podcast people do and head on over to Apple Podcasts, head over to Spotify, Pandora, wherever you listen to podcasts. Do me a favor, just make sure you listen to the podcast. All right. Well, we are in a double header today. We've got two fantastic episodes, two fantastic guests. In episode one, we had William Hung, former American Idol contestant. And right now, oh my, I'm so excited for our next guest because Dr. Del Toro L. McNeil II is ranked as one of the best motivational speakers in the world. He's the best-selling author of 7 books. He has spoken in 49 out of the 50 states. We got to get him booked in Alaska, y'all. Make sure he gets 50 of 50. He's delivered well over 4,000 paid presentations. My goodness. And he's been on the alphabet soup of all the networks. Fox, ABC, NBC, BET, TBN, Daystar, Oxygen. I got to get him the LMNOP network. I don't know where he hasn't been, but we got to get him on all of these channels. He's best known for his life and destiny transforming life events, training experiences, including Crush the Stage, Speaking Business Mastery, and the Full Throttle Experience. Let's bring him on in here today. Dr. Del Toro, what's your story, my friend?
What's going on, Robert? Man, a tremendous honor to be here with you, man, on What's My Story. I'm so proud of you, brother. I want to publicly let you know that I am proud of you. I've seen your hustle. I've seen your grind. I've seen your excellence and your integrity in our industry, and our industry is better because of brothers like you, man. So thank you for the impact and the imprint that you make in the speaking industry, in the personal development space, in the professional development space. And I'm looking forward to adding value to your tribe today, brother.
Oh, man, we only have half an hour. Don't make me cry, brother. Yeah, man. Well, listen, it is so good to have you on the show. It is an honor. And I know that people, if you're not watching this right now, get ready, get ready, get ready. Who said that? TV Jakes, get ready, get ready, get ready, get
that's
ready.
Right, right.
Because you're about to get a blessing. You are about to get some gold nuggets poured into your life right now. So before we go back, Doc, what's happening right now in your world that we need to know about? What do we need to know?
Man, 2021 has been an incredible year already, brother. And I'm so excited about all that's happening. You know, we're really, really busy in the lab. We are still, you know, when COVID hit, we switched everything over to virtual. So we're still training and equipping speakers through our incredible Crush the Stage program. People can learn all about our speaker training program, which has been featured in NSA Magazine and Toastmasters Magazine. It's one of the only speaker training programs in the country that's been endorsed by both platforms. So I'm very grateful for that. But we've been training and equipping speakers, influencers, taking them to the next level, helping them master their public speaking and presentation skills. And we also, man, last year we wrote our eighth book, man. So I'm really, really excited about it. This is the printed manuscript for our brand new book. It's book number 8. It's called Shift Into a Higher Gear, Better Your Best and Live Life to the Fullest. It's coming out in October of 2021. We're so incredibly excited. Right now you can go on you can go to porchlight.com, you can go to bn.com or amazon.com and pre-order the incredible brand new book. It's being published by Barrett Kohler and distributed, Robert, by Penguin Random House, baby. What? So this book, awesome, man, we're excited that this one's going to take us all the way to the New York Times, man. So really, really grateful. God is good. Doing a lot in the debt, in the parenting space. My daughters are 15 and 13 now. Wow. And so we're really, really doing a lot to kind of coach them and take them to the next level as they pivot from e-learning back to live physical school. And so a lot of great things happening, man. Just really, really excited. New things happening with the brand, constantly growing and evolving. I just got my honorary doctorate a couple of months ago for the 20-year body of work that we've done in the professional speaking industry. So we're really, really grateful for that. Just got NLP certified in neurolinguistic programming several months ago. So Robert, I believe in constantly, every year, I'm doing something in my brand, doing something within myself to constantly take it to that next level, to constantly up level, you know, and that's one thing people constantly say about our brand. They say, Deltor, you're never in one space. There's always something different that you're doing. And whether it's reality television, which we've done, or whether it's infomercials, or, you know, just I believe in being a pioneer in the industry and doing things a little differently. And so we're really excited about that. When I was the opening keynote speaker, Robert, for the Toastmasters World Convention a few years ago, we hired a film crew to follow us around to capture that experience. And so there's a documentary that we're working on right now called Toastmaster to Top Speaker. Wow. And so we're working on that documentary as well. So a lot of cool things, man. We're excited about it. And God is good. So we're just focusing on continuing to grow and elevate the brand and share our story and share our message.
Yeah, I hope y'all are understanding this and getting this. You can be one of the top speakers in the world, but the moment that you decide that you're going to be complacent, status quo, and just sit on your laurels, that's the moment that you begin to fail. That's the moment that you begin to die. And so follow what Dr. Deltor is sharing with you right now. Always be up-leveling. Always be looking to learn and see what you can do to get yourself into that next space, because it's motivation for you. The more that you're learning, the more that you motivate yourself as well. So I appreciate you pouring that nugget right from the beginning, man. So
Robert, you know, it's funny because one of the things that I say all the time is that the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. And I firmly believe that. Yeah. And I want you to write that down. The biggest room in the world is always room for improvement. You can always get better. You can always improve. So I like to encourage my audiences and my clients to focus on just getting 1% better every single day in some area of your life that you care about. If you focus on getting 1% better, you ain't got to get 20 and 40% better. Just focus on getting 1% better every single day, then each day is a day lived well.
Yeah. So I brought up the term number one or ranked as one of the best motivational speakers in the world. And a lot of times people see you, they see Les Brown, they see Willie Jolly, they see Eric Thomas, they see Nick Vujicic, they see these people, and they think that people are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And they think that it was they got where they are because they had some special designation, special luck on their side. And that is not the backstory
at all. Right?
So take us back. Take us back. You're working in corporate, man. Take us back to what you were doing and what day happened. What was it that happened that made you say, this is ridiculous? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, man.
What was that like?
Powerful, powerful. So first of all, I want to give honor and recognition. So thank you for the question. I want to give honor and recognition to my mother who passed away 8 years ago. She was my mentor, my best friend. My mom has been grooming me from the time I was probably about 3-4 years old to be articulate. So my mom was a Sunday school teacher and an English teacher. So if you were going to be Olivia's kid, you was going to learn how to talk. So from the time I was young, I got the longest parts in the Easter play, Christmas play. I had to play every biblical character. I had like 5 and 6 pages of the lines to memorize for every play that would come. My friends got like 2 sentences and I got like 6 pages of stuff I had to memorize. And my mom was just really committed to passing on her gift of oratorical excellence. So oratory has been in my life for a long time. I remember a lot of times after school, daycare for me would be going to an auditorium where my mom would be narrating gospel stage plays and productions. And I'd be at the little table, like doing homework. And while she and all of her friends are on stage performing and things of that nature. So it's been in my ecosystem for quite some time. But for me, I went to Florida State University. I got a bachelor's and master's degree, 2 degrees in 5 years with a 4.0 and luckily no debt. And so grateful for that. Came out and started working in corporate America. I was working for one of the top 5 global consulting firms at the time. And I was making great money. I was happy. I was traveling. Everything was great. Then all of a sudden that company split and I got laid off. And I went from 50 grand to nothing in a day. Diners Club gone, expense account gone, traveling expenses gone, executive status with National Rental Car gone. I mean, just boom, overnight because the company split. And I was 1 year new to the company, so I had no seniority. And I'm like, what the heck am I going to do? And at that point, I'd already met Dr. Jolly. I'd met Les Brown. I'd served them at several events that they had done. And, you know, work their product tables, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I called them up. I'm like, what am I going to do? And they was like, listen, you know, you have now become a necessity entrepreneur. You have been backed up against the wall and you got to make a decision. And so I remember, Robert, I told Will, I said, man, I want to go to the NSA convention because I want to be around the speaking profession, the industry, et cetera, but I didn't have no money. I just gotten laid off. And so Willie said, the first time I went, I ain't have no money. He said, get your butt somehow, make your butt down to the NSA convention. And it happened to be in Orlando and I'm based in Tampa. So I drove down to the convention, dressed up, dressed, put on a nice suit, everything else like that, was not registered for the conference, right? So I said, listen, I'm not gonna go into any paid sessions, but I am going to walk the lobby. I'm just going to walk the lobby and just kind of like just see what I can see. Maybe if the exhibit hall is open, I'll walk around. I just want to put myself in the arena at least. Mm. And I got there. I walked the lobby like I belonged. First person I met was Mark Victor Hansen. Second person I met, Jack Canfield. Went into the restroom, met Zig Ziglar. Came out of the restroom, there was Dr. Willie Jolly. Turned around the corner, there was Stedman Graham. Went down the hall, there was Dr. Janet Lapp. Turned the corner, there was Patricia Fripp. I was like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, Brian Tracy is in the hallway talking to Mark Victor Hansen like it's nothing. They're just chilling. And I'm just like, wow. I'm a kid in a candy store because I've read these people's books. I've listened to these people's audios. And they're just in this environment, learning and growing and sharing best practices with each other. And at that point, I knew that I had found a part of my home base, and that was speaking for me, and that was the National Speakers Association. And so I'm over a 15-year member of the National Speakers Association, and I'm proud to say that I'm one of the youngest CSPs on the planet. I earned my CSP designation at the age of 33. Yeah. I'm 44 now. So I literally earned my CSP designation 11 years ago. And when I say that, I pinch myself. I'm like, man, are you kidding me? And so it's been a remarkable journey, man. 4,000 paid talks later, 8 books written, worldwide television. And it has not been easy. It has not been easy, man. I've gone through all kinds of ups and downs, financial ups and downs, relationship ups and downs. But I'm very grateful because speaking has always been good to me. And one of the things that I like to encourage everyone to understand is it's very important that when you figure out what it is that you really want to do with your life, it's got to come from a heart-centered place of service. One of the things that I firmly believe is that we must plant trees under whose shade we don't sit.
Right. Wow.
I'm going to say that again. It's important that we plant trees under whose shade we don't sit. In other words, I've never seen an apple tree eat its own apples.
Right. Right.
You know, the fruit that falls off of a tree was never really meant to benefit the tree. It's meant to benefit those around. So when you figure out what it is that you're supposed to do, your purpose and your passion, your purpose is what you're supposed to do. Your passion is the unction with which you do it. I think it's so vitally important that once you figure that out and you discover that, that yeah. then you make sure that it's centered around how you give back to humanity using the gifts, talents, abilities, and skills that you were born with. And so for me, that was using speaking. And speaking has led to not just only speaking, but publishing and reality television and all kinds of stuff, books, podcasts, and things of that nature. So one of the things that I always encourage folks to do is whatever you decide that you really want to do with your life, commit to developing that as the tree trunk of who you are. Right. I've never seen a tree come out of the ground with multiple trunks. And a lot of people try to come out by being good at 5, 6, 10 different things. And there's no way that you're going to be able to be amazing at 10 different things at once. So figure out what's the one thing you're willing to master. Master that one thing and then branch out in multiple directions and do this, that, and the other. Oprah, her tree trunk was a television show that she was faithful with every day for decades. Yeah. Then she branched out into magazines. Then she branched out into movies. Then she branched out into a studio and a network. But imagine had she tried to start doing all those things. It would never work. So one of the things that I always encourage people, as a part of your story needs to be, because people say this all the time, Robert, pursue your passion and the money will follow. That's a lie. Master your passion. Market your passion. Come on, somebody. And then the money comes. Yeah. So I think it's important that we get not just figure it out, but then you got to get really good at what you say your passion is. And then you got to tell enough people that you're really amazing at it. And that's when the money begins to start to flow. So I just believe some of those key concepts, man, if you're going to really live out your story, you got to get clear about what you really want to do and then plant somewhere long enough to harvest some fruit.
Yeah. So you started, you were in this convention and you started in the industry. And I'm going to take a break here in a second, but I want you to think about from when we come back from our break, what is one of the most challenging moments that you've had to face since you've become a speaker, and how did you navigate that? Before you answer that, let's take a word from our sponsor.
Are you still struggling to plan your next event? Let us rescue you. It's handled. It's handled. It's handled. I am Melissa Jakes, CEO and founder of Rescue Event Planning, the Olivia Pope of live events. Consider your next event handled.
Hey, y'all, make sure that you look up Melissa Jakes and Rescue Events because you only have two arms. You can't do all of this by yourself. You want to make sure that you have a team. You want to make sure that you have a group around you, a community around you that's able to help you look amazing, help your event go off without a hitch. And most importantly, you want to make sure that it's handled. Go to Melissa Jakes, rescueeventplanning.com for your next event. So, Del Toro, my friend, Dr. Del Toro, what is happening in your world? I mean, people think this thing is easy. They look at you, they see you doing the Matrix, they see you doing all this amazing stuff on stage, and they think your life is the best and it's smooth. And once you had it made, it's you got it like that. So let's set the story straight a little bit. What is a challenging moment that you've had in your career that made you really dig deep and kind of question yourself as you were doing this? And how did you handle that?
Well, man, there's been several, to be very honest with you, man. There's been several moments that have been really, really challenging. In fact, my fifth book that I wrote is called Thriving Through Your Storms, 12 Profound Lessons to Help You Grow Through Anything You Go Through in Life. And I'd probably have to say one of the toughest moments I ever had to walk through was about eight and a half, 9 years ago when my mom's health started to decline very, very rapidly. And I remember a time, Robert, when I was actually regretting my speaking career because, as you know, in the speaking industry, man, you agree to gigs a year in advance. So, you know, I was doing 60 dates a year at that time, and my mom's health was declining very, very rapidly, and she was constantly in dialysis and constantly in doctor's appointments and skilled nursing facilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was grateful for what I was doing, but my career was pulling me out of town all the time. And I'm grateful to my older brother, Michael, who was living with my mom. And so he was able to go to the majority of the appointments. But it was just a really, really challenging time in my life because I knew I didn't have much longer with her, but I couldn't turn down the gigs. And my mom was like, "Don't, you better not try to come. You better go and do that and come back and come see me when you get back in town." But, you know, and so probably one of the most challenging things was going through the passing of my mom and having to watch her health decline and wow. caregive and all the things that are responsible for, and to see her have to get a trach put in her throat. And my mom was a very positive, upbeat, optimistic woman. And when she could no longer speak, that's when her motivation was kind of gone. And I'd seen her overcome so many health challenges, but man, when they put that trach in her throat and it was difficult for her to talk and articulate and her expression, praise God and sing. And when she lost that song in her heart, it wasn't too much longer before we lost her. And so I still talk about my mom in every presentation. I make sure that I talk about her in every interview, because without her, there's no way that I would be who I am today. And so even though my mom was never a popular itinerant speaker on the circuit, she literally was responsible for grooming me to be the man that I am today. And so I mention her in my talks. And here's the thing, Robert. It opens up the door for audiences to be able to be open and vulnerable and transparent. Right. I'll never forget a story I'd like to share with you really quickly that was so powerful. I was in Dallas, and one of my good friends who ran Jim Rohn's organization for 18 years, his name is Kyle Wilson. Kyle Wilson was doing a celebration, a 25th year anniversary celebration for Brian Tracy. Darren Hardy was one of the keynote speakers, of course, Brian Tracy, and I was invited to be one of the keynote speakers at this event as well. 90 minutes on the main platform at a Brian Tracy event. Robert, you know Brian Tracy is considered one of the most content-rich per-minute speakers on the planet. So for me to get 90 minutes on a main stage with Brian Tracy was just unheard of. I was very, very blessed and fortunate. In the middle of my speech, I was talking about how people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. And I was talking about, you know, the passing of my mother. And I said, if anybody in this audience has gone through the loss of a loved one, will you please stand up? And so, of course, people stand up all over. There's like 600 people in the room. And then I said, okay, if you're sitting next to someone who's standing, will you please stand up and give them a hug and say, I'm sorry for your loss. Wow. Tears break out everywhere. There was a young Asian guy that was sitting in the front row. Nobody had hugged him because there was nobody around him. So I said, sir, can I hug you? And so his shoulder started to shrug. And so I asked him to come to the side of the stage. I stepped down two steps. He stepped up one, and I gave him this embrace. And I said, I'm sorry for your loss. I held him. As I held him, Robert, he let out a scream that I had never heard before. But when he released that hurt, it went right into my lapel mic. Wow. The whole audience heard it. The whole audience broke. It was, I get chill bumps just thinking about it, brother. It was a profound moment in time. And so I'm grateful, because it's made me better. That adversity, that hardship, that challenge, that rough place has made me a better speaker. It's made me a better influencer. It's made me a better communicator, because it now allows me to identify with people in my audience who have gone through the loss of a loved one. And so I want to encourage every one of you all, 2020, 2021, it's been incredible and interesting and challenging and amazing all at the same time. And no matter where you find yourself on the continuum of the adversity that you've experienced, find a way to find, as Ayanla Vincent would say, value in your valley. Find a way to be able to take those lemons that life has handed you, squeeze them hush puppies of all the life lessons that's in them, make you some lemonade, add the sweetness and the sugar of wisdom and experience and life lesson, and take that lemonade and go out there and sell it for profit. Because write this down, this is a powerful takeaway. There is a market for your misery, there is a customer for your crisis, and there is a patron for your pain. Wow. I'm gonna say that again. There is a market for your misery, there is a customer for your crisis, there's a patron for your pain. What do I mean by that? There are people out there who need to hear how low you went down and how high you've come as a result of it, so that they can identify with you. Because you don't have, success is not what gives you street credibility. It's rebounding from failure that gives you street credibility.
Wow. And listen, for those of you who don't get it yet, that right there encapsulates why we do this podcast.
Come on.
That encapsulates this entire thing, because each of us has a story, and you may see somebody on stage, you may see them on news, or you may see them on TV, you may see them on Netflix or wherever you see them, and you make the assumption that everything is hunky-dory, copacetic, all right, in their lives, and that they've got it on easy street, and that your story doesn't matter. But we are here to tell you, Dr. Della Toro is here to tell you, he just told you that the situations that you are experiencing, the life experiences that you live each day, the hardship in those life experiences.
That's right.
Share those, because it's not only something that will be a blessing to others, but when you see what it does to others, when you see how it transforms others, it's going to turn right back around and bless you, and that's make right. sure that you get lifted up, because you get the ability to see the reason, the why in your story, because some part of the reason that you go through stuff is so that you can bless somebody else on the other side of your stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So true, Robert. So true, man. And if we can realize that, and we can remember that life isn't happening to us, it's happening for us. Yeah. If we can make that shift in our paradigm, this didn't happen to me, this is happening for me. If I can somehow make that shift in my consciousness, if I can make that shift in the way that I process things, and if I can understand that this isn't happening to me, it's also happening through me.
Wow.
Right? To touch and bless and impact someone else, right? So it's life's not happening to you, it's happening for you. That's number one. Second lesson, life is not happening to you, it's happening through you. Now all of a sudden, who else is coming behind me that needs the lessons that have come from my experience, have come from my challenge, have come from my storm? And remember, it gives you street credibility. Robert, you said it at the top of this podcast. At the end of the day, most people assume that high achievers were born on third base. That's what I call it. It's easy to make it to home plate if you were born on third base. But at the end of the day, watch this. One of the things that I love to teach influencers is this. It is vitally important that you don't let anybody in your audience escape. And what I mean by that is this. People are listening for your story because they want to find the loophole in it that excuses them from your process. You just missed it.
Wow.
People are listening for your story because they're trying to find the loophole that excuses them from your process. If an audience member, because people... listen, y'all, people are just like wheelbarrows. We only go as far as we're pushed. So if you're going to be a transformational communicator, you can't let anybody in your sphere of influence escape, which means you cannot build your business or your brand on personality. You need to build it on your process. Package the process you went through, because people are buying your shortcut. And when you package your process, then you can say anybody can do this. Any race, any culture, any creed can do this, because it's built on a process, and it's built on principles, and it's not built on personality, and it's not built on likability factor, and all these other things that people tend to use to excuse themselves from putting the work in to manifest the dream long term.
Wow. Listen, I want to do this real quick. Some of y'all didn't get this, but just so you get where we were just now.
I'm going to get you. I love it.
Listen, this has been amazing. I want to get people to your events, man. I know you're just coming off of one of your cohorts for Crush the Stage. Tell us a little bit about how to get involved in the next one. How we can become a stage crusher. I won't even get real complicated with it.
How can I become a stage crusher?
Let's do this thing.
Yeah, man. So Robert, here's what's gangster, man, about Crush the Stage, man. People who are brand new to speaking, as well as people who've been doing this 20, 30 years, come through Crush the Stage. If you've been doing a long time, you've been speaking a long time, people come through Crush the Stage as a refresher. And the people who are brand new, they come to Crush the Stage to get clarity around their story, their message, to get confidence, and to get command of the principles of what it means to become a masterful communicator. Warren Buffett went on record in 2017, and he said the most important business skill he ever developed was his ability to speak in public. And he said that strong public speaking and presentation skills will be a 50x asset to you in the industry, or it'll be a 50x liability to your career in the industry. And I think that's something that we need to pay attention to. So Crush the Stage is a 3-day masterclass in expert level public speaking and presentation skills. And people can go to helpmecrushthestage.com. That's helpmecrushthestage.com to learn all about it. Our next cohorts, we keep the class sizes nice and small and intimate. My master's degree is in instructional design, curriculum design and development. So I like to keep the class sizes nice and intimate. We do a deep dive into your brand, your story, your message to help you get clarity and command and confidence around what you want to talk about. So people can go there to learn more about that. Speaking Business Mastery is our next level program, where once you learn the skills that you need to speak and present with confidence, then you need to build an empire around your speaking. And so we teach everything from publishing to marketing to promo videos to websites to dealing with meeting planners, booking gigs with association executives, the funnels, I mean, you name it, the soup to nuts of what it means to actually build a business, a long-term business around your speaking. Robert, at the time of this recording, brother, I'm 44 years young, but I've been in the industry full-time 17 years, and I've been in the industry 20 years, man. So I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. I've been groomed by the best. Dr. Maya Angelou, Dr. Stephen Covey before he passed, Dr. Willie Jolly, Les Brown. I mean, so many amazing people have literally directly, personally poured into me. Bishop T.D. Jakes, Dr. Maz Monroe, may he rest in peace. All personal mentors of mine, people who've literally just poured their wisdom into me. And so everything that my mentors taught me, I do everything that I can to teach and train and develop that in other people. So I'm really, really excited, man. So that's some of our events. We have our Full Throttle Conference, which is our motorcycle themed experiential success conference for high achievers. We do that annually as well. And in fact, our brand new book is inspired by the principles in that conference. So make sure you do me a favor. Go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, go to porchlight.com and pre-order several copies of our newest book called Shift Into a Higher Gear, Better Your Best and Live Life to the Fullest. The entire book is built on a motorcycle riding metaphor, and I compare personal development and I parallel personal development to the aspects of motorcycle riding. It's the first time it's been done in personal development history. Brian Tracy wrote the foreword to the book, and we're really, really excited about that, man. So Robert, man, we're just continuing to stay on the cusp and stay in our lane, brother. Yeah. And we're continuing to share our message, share our story. We've actually launched a podcast. And in fact, you were instrumental in being on a strategy call with me to kind of talk through some of the elements for our podcast. And so I'm grateful for Crushing Life with Del Toro podcast that people can listen to and find great value in. And so, man, we're just continuing to take the story to the world and take the narrative to the world in a powerful and profound way. And that's one thing, looking back over my career, if I could share this with your listeners, I want to encourage every one of you all, take your story seriously. Your story seriously. And remember this, your audience doesn't care about your story. What they really care about is the value of the takeaways in your story for them. Does that make sense? All audiences are selfish. They're listening to the same radio station, WIFM, right? What's in it for me? So the audience doesn't so much care about your story, but they do care about the nuggets in your story that add direct value to them. So when you think through your story and the elements of your story, ask yourself this question. What's the so what of the so what?
Wow.
What's the so what of the so what? What is the real tangible takeaway of this story for my audience? And when you get clear about the so what of the so what, you will tell your story faster, you will tell your story with pith, you will tell your story with more accuracy, and you will leave room in your presentation to unpack the story for the real value it is, which is the value it brings to the audience.
Yeah. Listen, y'all, if you have never gotten the Full Throttle experience, you got to get to the Full Throttle experience. You saw the picture of the motorcycle on the cover. When I tell you, this brother actually rides a live motorcycle into the event.
On stage. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you've got to get there to the Full Throttle experience and experience that with Del Toro so that you can take away and then be able to pour into others using the story and the lived experiences that you have. Listen, brother, it's been phenomenal having you on the show today. I really appreciate you, man.
God bless you, man. I'm so proud of you, Robert. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity, man. And everybody, every listener, every viewer, please apply these principles. At the end of the day, Robert is not doing this for his health. He already has these relationships. He's doing this because he wants to add value to you. So listen to this, apply this information, and then share it with Lottie, then share it with Dottie, and then share it with everybody, and get them to rate and review this incredible podcast and get the word out, because influencers like Robert and myself are constantly trying to stay on the cutting edge, and not just trying, but staying on the cutting edge so that we can leave a legacy. We can leave a trail of breadcrumbs, because success leaves clues. We understand that you just got to go find them. And it's not easy for us. Every single day, we've got to work and get up and make things happen. So pray for this brother. Pray for his family. Pray for his vision, his business. And if he's impacting your life, send him a message. Hey, how can I add value to your brand? How can I volunteer 2 hours a week? How can I serve you? Right? Find out a way. If you're drawn to Robert or me or anybody, there's so many ways that you can draw closer to a brand that you admire and respect. You just got to reach out. You just got to show a little bit of effort. One of my mentors, Dr. Mike Murdoch, says it like this: pursuit is proof of passion. Once I know, well, I can tell what you're passionate about based upon the degree that you're pursuing it and going after it. So Les Brown says it like this: chase your dreams like it's the last bus of the night. Chase after the people that you want to connect with and watch those doors open up for you, my friend.
Love it. Love it. Listen, y'all, you don't have to have money. You don't have to be born on third base. You don't have to have the silver spoon in your mouth. Your dreams are attainable. Your dreams are possible. Everything that you have is on the other side of your challenges. Everything that you desire is on the other side of your challenges. So embrace those challenges, live those challenges, and then share how you navigated those challenges, because somebody's waiting to be transformed by your story. Remember, as we say at the end of every episode, everything that happens to you in life is your stuff. Your stuff is your story, and your story deserves a stage. We'll see y'all on the next What's My Story podcast. What's my story?